go and walk in victory through trials. We all face trials in life, times of hardship, pain and suffering. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we're not left to struggle alone. Instead, we're called to walk in victory through trials by trusting in God's power, presence and promises. Today, as we turn to the Word of God, I want us to understand how we can overcome trials and stand firm in faith. A key verse for today is James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. How can we have victory in trials? We're going to explore three key truths. Trials strengthen our faith. Trials draw us closer to God. And trials lead to greater glory. May the Holy Spirit open our hearts as we dive into the Word of God. Trials strengthen our faith. Trials are not meant to destroy us, but to refine and strengthen our faith. James tells us to consider it an opportunity for great joy. This seems counterintuitive, but the truth is that faith is strengthened through testing. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. So be truly glad, there is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. The Greek word translated here for tested means proven genuine. Just as gold is purified in fire, our faith is refined through trials so that it may come forth pure and strong. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. Trials are not pointless. They produce endurance, character, and hope. God is using every trial in our lives to shape us into His image. Think about a blacksmith refining metal in a furnace to remove impurities and make it stronger. In the same way, God uses trials to purify and strengthen our faith. Author and preacher Charles Stanley said, "Adversity is not simply a tool. It is God's most effective tool for the advancement of our spiritual lives." This reminds us of a truth that is often difficult to accept. Adversity is not merely something to endure, it's something that God uses for our growth. In James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, we are encouraged. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Trials and challenges refine us, strengthening our faith, deepening our dependence on God, and shaping us into the image of Christ. Again, the Greek word translated as tested in this passage. It means proven or purified, much like gold refined in fire. Just as gold must go through intense heat to remove impurities, so we must also face difficulties that God allows to purify our character and deepen our faith. The Apostle Paul echoes this in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. Adversity is not meaningless, it's God's training ground for us. It's in the valleys of life that we learn to trust Him more, lean on His strength, and experience His faithfulness in ways that we would never on the mountaintop. So when you face trials, do not despair. See them as God's chiseling work, shaping you into the masterpiece He has designed you to be. As Charles Stanley said, adversity is God's most effective tool, not to harm us, but to advance us into spiritual maturity. So trust the process, trust the Lord, and know that He is working all things for your good. Trials draw us closer to God. Trials have a way of pushing us to seek God more earnestly. When we have nowhere else to turn, we realize that God is our only true source of strength. Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The Hebrew word translated as close means near or intimate. God is not distant in our trials. He is providing comfort and strength. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Each time He said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me." The Apostle Paul learned that in his weakness, God's strength was made perfect. Trials force us to rely on God's grace, which is always sufficient. Imagine a child running to their father in a storm. The storm does not disappear, but in the father's arms, the child finds safety. This is how God holds us in our trials. It was A.W. Tozer who said, "It is doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." These words may sound unsettling at first, but they speak to a profound biblical truth. Throughout Scripture, we see that God often shapes His people through seasons of difficulty, suffering, and refinement. Think about Joseph in the Old Testament. Betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, falsely accused, and imprisoned. Yet through all of that, God was preparing him for greatness. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph declares, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." Or think about the Apostle Paul. He endured beatings, imprisonment, and suffering. Yet he declared in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "Each time he said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me." The Apostle Paul understood that brokenness leads to greater dependence on God and allows God's power to shine through us. Even Jesus, the perfect Son of God, walked the path of suffering before entering His glory. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 describes Him as a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. Yet through His suffering, He brought salvation to the world. Tozer's statement is not about God being cruel, but about His divine process of refining and strengthening us for His purposes. It's in our brokenness that we learn humility, dependence, and faith. It's in our struggles that we're shaped into vessels of His grace and power. As Charles Spurgeon once said, "I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages." So if you're walking through pain today, know this, God is not finished with you. He is using even your suffering to prepare you for something greater. So stay faithful, trust Him, allow His refining work to shape you into the person He has called you to be. Trials lead to greater glory. Every trial we endure as believers is working for our eternal good and preparing us for greater glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now, rather we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen." The Greek word for glory here is doxa. It means splendor, honor, and divine radiance. Our trials are achieving eternal rewards beyond our comprehension. James chapter 1 verse 12. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. The crown of life, it's a victor's crown, given to those who endure in faith. As suffering is not wasted, it leads to eternal reward. An athlete endures intense training because they know the victory will be worth it. Likewise, we press on because God's glory awaits us. It was John Piper who said, "God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him." Piper's statement is a profound reminder that our ultimate joy and fulfillment are found in God alone. When we delight in the Lord, when our hearts are fully satisfied in his presence, we naturally glorify him in our lives. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires." This doesn't mean that God grants us every wish, but rather that when our satisfaction is in him, our desires align with his will and his purpose. The Hebrew word translated delight here means to take exquisite pleasure or to enjoy deeply. And true satisfaction in God, it's not just intellectual agreement, it's a heartfelt, joyful reliance on him. Jesus modeled this when he said in John chapter 4 verse 34, "My nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work." His satisfaction was in fulfilling the Father's purpose. When we are fully satisfied in God, when our greatest treasure is Christ, we glorify him by living as he calls us to live. C.S. Lewis put it this way, "God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing." When we chase after worldly satisfaction, we will always be left empty. But when we seek our joy, our peace, and our purpose in the Lord, we bring him the greatest glory. So today, are you truly satisfied in God? Is your joy found in Christ alone? When we live with that satisfaction, our lives will reflect his glory to the world. Today we've seen that trials strengthen our faith, trials draw us closer to God, and trials lead to greater glory. Are you facing a trial today? Take heart. God is working in your life and through the trial or the circumstance or the situation that you find yourself in. Do not give in to despair. Trust in his perfect plan. And if you've never placed your trust in Jesus Christ, know this. Jesus endured the greatest trial on the cross so that you may have eternal life. Today he invites you to receive his grace, his strength, and his victory. Romans 10 verse 9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Come to Jesus today. He is the victor in every trial. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have already won the victory, that in the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and in his resurrection, that we can be forgiven of our sins. The price has been paid and we can be set free and come into a relationship with you, dear Lord. I pray that you would open our hearts and minds to the truth of your word, to help us to live in the victory that has already been secured. And for those who are facing difficulties, trials, or hard circumstances right now, I pray, Lord, that they will seek you, that they will draw near to you, that they will know your comfort, your peace, and your love. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to lead us according to your ways and purposes for us, and that day by day we may know and understand more of your love for us. Help us to live lives which bring you the honour and the glory that you deserve. And thank you for the free gift of salvation to all who will believe. In Jesus' name, amen.